This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root's on fire. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Steve Bannon. Oh, by the way, I have not mentioned you. I mentioned it on Friday that was starting today, but I didn't mention today. Today's the start of me moving to 4 hours a day in Las Vegas on KBET, 790 a.m. Not 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day, because we take hour number one and we repeat it from the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, because number one hour is always my best hour. My energy is the highest. It's all the biggest news of the day. Sometimes we, you know, the backup news winds up in hour two or hour three. The big news is often in hour one, or then we wind up repeating it, rehashing it. Hour one is the big hour, and we get to repeat it from 6 to 7. A lot of people were, for years now, have been upset that I used to be on from 6 to 7, and we changed from 3 to 6 afternoon drive, and I dropped 6 to 7, and they were like, that's when I get off work. I need my Wayne Root fix. What am I going to do? Well, I finally fought my way back to 6 to 7. So now we're taking the 3 o'clock show, West Coast time, and putting it on from 6 to 7, West Coast time. And so we're 4 hours a day in Las Vegas on KBET 790 AM, courtesy of the great Edward Stoltz, the owner-operator of 790 AM in Las Vegas, as well as other stations around the country. Thank you, Ed. Great move. As usual, he's the only guy with the foresight to put Wayne Root on the air from 6 to 7 5 years ago. It's going to be our five-year anniversary on February 7th. So coming up in 1 month, I'll have been on the air 5 years, and I started with Ed Stoltz, and he was the one who had the balls, the audacity, the cojones, and the smarts to put me on the air. And then he was the one who decided to replace Mark Levin in afternoon drive with Wayne Root from 3 to 6. And now he's the one with the brains and the audacity to put Wayne Root from 3 to 7. And so thank you, Ed Stoltz. Thank you, 790 AM. We'll have more announcements about some big happenings at 790 in the next few weeks. Stay tuned. Lots of big things to announce coming up. Very excited about a new lead-in to my show and some other information about how we're going to make this the most powerful radio station in all of Las Vegas. But we'll tell you more about that after the first of the year. So, again, I'm going to get to the election in just 1 second. It's kind of hard to avoid the election, right? And yet, at the same time, there's still other stories that give you some idea of why it's so important that you can't lose Trump and you can't lose the election. The elitist New York City Dalton School having a racial policy meltdown. I started this in the last segment, but never, you know, then we got to Steve Bannon, never got a chance to finish it. So the Dalton School is the most exclusive private school maybe in the nation. Right up there with the Friends School, the Sidwell Friends School in Washington, D.C. is the Dalton School in Manhattan. And even though lots of other private schools were open, and a lack of any scientific evidence suggesting that schools should be closed because kids don't ever get, you know, really sick with COVID, thank God, except for rare exceptions. It's always an exception. A liberal would say, oh, my God, one child died in America out of 30 million in school. One died. Well, I don't want one to die. I'm sad that one died. I can't believe, I can't even imagine what their parents would go through if one died. But if there's 30 million and one dies, you can't change the world over that. You can't stop everyone from going to school for the one that dies. Because kids die every day in school, I'm sad to say. Every day. Maybe someone should tell that to the illegals. How many illegal aliens die trying to break into America? So therefore, we should stop all illegals from breaking into America, shouldn't we? But it never works that way with liberals, does it? Every day, every hour of the day, I'll bet you one kid dies in the desert trying to break into America. You know, or the mother dies and leaves the kid abandoned, and the kid is found, and their lives are ruined. Well, how come that doesn't cause you to say we should stop everybody from coming into America illegally? Never works that way with liberals. Same reason liberals say, oh my God, a woman's right to choose It's her body. It's her body. She can murder any baby she wants. It's her baby to murder. It's her body. But then when it comes to the vaccine, oh no, it's not your body. The government has a right to tell you you should put that vaccine into your body, even though it might kill you. And the mask, it's your body. It's your mouth. It's your breath. No, it's about other people. It's about compassion. You've got to be nice to other people. You've got to wear a mask. Because even if you are fine, you'll kill someone else. You thoughtless, selfish pig. It's not about you. Really? When it comes to abortion, it's always about you, the woman, isn't it? But when it comes to my own mouth and my own breath, no, it's not about me. When it comes to the vaccine, my own body, no, it's not about me. One child dies, nobody can go to school. Nobody. But if one child dies crossing the border, shouldn't everybody be stopped from coming across? No, of course not. The inconsistency of liberalism is just hilarious. It's just absurd. But anyway, nobody's going to school. It's all in school. Even though all the other private schools were open in New York City. And the tuition's $54,000 a year. So for $54,000, you get useless Zoom classes. So Dalton finally, under pressure from the parents, saying, I'm not going to spend the $54,000 anymore, and a mass mutiny was going on, announced plans to reopen. So what did the teachers announce? Because the teachers are all communists, whether it's public school, private school, college, community college, doesn't matter. They're all communist, Marxist, Bolshevik losers. Sadly, I have to say that. I don't want it to be true. I want to like my teacher. But if my teacher gives me an F simply because I'm an A student and I'm a conservative, which is what happened, by the way, at Columbia University, I graduated Columbia, I would have a straight A average at Columbia. One teacher gave me a D. A gay, liberal teacher. Not gay. I don't care if you're gay. Feminine, gay, liberal teacher hated me from the first day and gave me a D in Italian. Like Italian has something to do with me going to law school and getting into Harvard Law School. Like Italian has something to do with the rest of my life. It was just some stupid course I took that has no meaning in my life ever again. The minute the class was over, never had meaning ever again. Got a D, changed my entire four-year average from an A to a B+, which stopped me from getting to Harvard Law School. Because he hated me because I was a conservative Republican, and I was a Reagan guy. And this was 1979, 1980, and Reagan was running for president, and Reagan had just been elected president, and I was in Italian class with a very effeminate, liberal, Democrat, gay guy. And he couldn't stand, and I was dumb enough to, dumb enough and arrogant enough to make sure everyone knew I was a Reagan guy in the middle of Columbia University, not realizing my teacher would try and ruin my entire life. That was back in 79 to 89, 99, 2009, 2019. That was 40 years ago. Do you know what they're like today? If anyone announces they're a Republican in class, you get F in every class. They'll ruin your life. All these teachers are vicious and horrible people. Evil. Pure evil. If you would do that to a student. Because I would never do that. My favorite student who was smart and good debater and always brought me the best thing I ever wanted. If that student did all that and then that student turned out to be a liberal, I'd still give an A+. Because you get an A+ for performance. It's not based on your politics. Liberals are emotional little people. They're little emotional snowflakes, and they just can't bring themselves to base life on how good you are. It's all about whether you agree with them or not, and they want to censor you, and they want to ban you, and they want to ruin you. In any case, here are the demands of the teachers at the Dalton School in Manhattan. We're not coming back unless you hire 12 full-time diversity officers. An additional full-time employee's entire role is to support black students who come forward with complaints. Hire multiple psychologists with specialization on the psychological issues affecting minority populations. Pay off the student debt of incoming black faculty. So if you're white and you have $50,000 in student debt, screw you, you're effed. If you're black and you have $50,000 in student debt, it's all paid because you're black. Isn't that great? Oh, gosh, I wish I was black. I just wish I was black because life is good if you're black. Reroute 50% of all donations to New York City public schools. So when they say donations, do they mean the money, the tuition that people are paying, the $53,000 a year to go to the Dalton School? They want half of it to be rerouted to New York City public schools. Why? Because they're full of black people and minorities. And that's all life matters. That's it. Nothing else matters. Black people. Required courses on black liberation at your Dalton school. Reduced tuition for black students. Public anti-racism statements required from all employees. Mandatory community diversity days to be held throughout the year. I'm just laughing. This is the most horrendous, make-me-want-to-vomit, claptrap bull spit I've ever seen in my entire life. Excuse me while I throw up. Ah. That was when you were throwing up on the radio. I've never done that before. I've never actually thrown up on the radio. I just threw up on the radio. Required, I'm not done yet, required anti-bias training to be conducted every year for all staff and parent volunteers. So I could picture that. Wayne Root singing class every year to hear you say, if you have ever looked at a black person and you weren't smiling, you're a racist. Oh, my God. This is such incredible communist brainwashing and anti-white racism. Mandatory minority representation in student leadership roles. Mandatory diversity plot lines in school plays. This is funny. Over, you can't have a play anymore without a black part, whether it requires one or not. You know, Fiddler on the Roof, the Jewish play. Look, we've got to have a part for a black Jew. Overhaul of the entire curriculum to reflect diversity narratives. No big deal, just overhaul of the entire curriculum. I don't get it. I watch a football game and everybody's black, except maybe the quarterback. And now there's lots of black quarterbacks, too. Everybody's black. Shouldn't there be Jews at quarterbacks? Shouldn't there be Jewish wide receivers? Shouldn't there be Jewish running backs? Shouldn't there be Jewish middle linebackers? You know, Shlomo, 5'3", 128, middle linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because of diversity. Affirmative action. Got to have 128-pound skinny Jew at linebacker. Why not? How come you don't think Jews can play football? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I want a whole team of Jews.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I...
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the show, Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation, stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these things are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, as in my fans and my listeners, I know you trust me, so I had to experience them for myself. So I used them for 3 or 4 months before I put them on the show. That's how picky I am nowadays about advertisers. They can't come on and offer stuff to you unless I like it. I got to love it. Forget about like it. And since taking these products, my energy's increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, I'm feeling better. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free. They've got so many great products. And by the way, one of the really good products is you see every article out there about COVID talking about immune boosting and talking about vitamin D, right? They've got a liquid vitamin D, really cool, liquid vitamin D. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive 20% off. So you get the 20% off whether you do it with a phone call or you do it online at freedomhealthalliance.com, or you call 888-910-0341. 20% off. So I was just ranting about that elitist Dalton school. I don't think I've done that more than once or twice in 5 years on the radio. I missed my cue. I was ranting so loudly and so passionately, I didn't even hear that we were going out with a 1098. And so I started to rant off the air, and Chris is like, Wayne, you're not on the air anymore. I mean, can you believe the nerve of liberals? Mandatory minority representation in student leadership roles. Mandatory diversity plot lines in school plays. Overhaul of the entire curriculum to reflect diversity narratives. It's just all so ridiculous. Because this is one of the most progressive schools in the country. And so you can't win. Even if you're a liberal, it's not liberal enough for liberals. And don't forget, in hour number one, I brought you, you know, some other absurd things going on. Law professor advocates for black American votes to count twice. In other words, if you can't get the money in reparations, let's let black people vote twice. So bizarre. So bizarre. And let's talk a little bit about the fact that Congress got paid their full salary of $130,000 for 9 months. First of all, this article's wrong. Congress doesn't get paid $130,000. Congress gets paid more like $175,000, as far as I know. Not $130,000. But either way, Congress got their full six-figure salary for 9 months while the rest of us were locked down, and many people lost their jobs, and many people lost their homes. They're homeless or living in some single occupancy hotel because of decisions made by politicians who kept their salaries and kept their jobs and didn't lose a thing. And that's not just Congress. It's every government employee, every state, every local, every county government employee. None of them lost anything. Not a penny of their salary, not a penny of their pension. And they argued about giving every American $600 of our tax money back. $600. Now they're making a big deal. We passed the bill. We're passing the bill. You're getting $600. Oh, man, you're so great. $600. What I can't do with $600. Well, you were getting your $175,000. It's a funny title that they got their $130,000 salary. Congressmen don't get $130,000. I promise you they get far more than that. That is not a correct number. And then how about this one? Overdose deaths far outpace COVID-19 deaths in liberal utopia San Francisco. I mean, San Francisco has some of the strictest COVID lockdowns in the United States of America and in the world. But their biggest killer is fentanyl. City Hall hands out nearly 4.5 million syringes a year to drug users. 621 people died in San Francisco of fentanyl overdoses in progressive Frisco this year compared to 173 COVID deaths. Do you not see what's going on? They're closing businesses over COVID, lousy 173 deaths. Don't let me ever make light. I'm not trying to say it's good. I don't want anyone to die. I don't want one single death. But you don't need to close anyone's business over 173 deaths in a city of millions while 621 people are dying of fentanyl overdoses. I mean, did you close businesses over the fentanyl and opioid death pandemic? No. How many people died you don't even know about of other deaths of drug overdose? I mean, the number's incredible. It would have been far worse if it wasn't for Narcan being used nearly 3,000 times to save lives of drug addicts. There's your pandemic.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump and the First Lady wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. The president from his Mar-a-Lago resort in West Palm Beach, Florida, praises everyone who contributed to the coronavirus vaccine's development.
We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
The eastern part of the United States getting hit with lots of rain, which could make for a rough Christmas. The line of rain stretches all the way into Canada and as far south as the Florida Panhandle. A proposal to give eligible Americans direct payments of up to $2,000 will have to wait until after Christmas. Republicans blocked an attempt today to increase stimulus checks to $2,000. The entire House will vote on the measure on Monday. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-12.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the Warrior. Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Those of you who have been with me for 5 years know that they were the sponsor, not the first day I started the show, but probably the second month or the third month. So they've been with me about 5 years, a little short of 5 years. I've talked about them. I joined them right when they joined my show. So I've had their health insurance for 5 years. Best decision I ever made, because it's actually, I misspoke. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, a nonprofit ministry. So it's not like I've got health insurance. I had to give up health insurance for Liberty Health Share's Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And I'm Jewish. And I gave it up for Christian healthcare sharing, and it worked. You can start anytime, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. If you choose, you can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. And the two most important things you need to know, they provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. How's that for credibility? They paid out over $300 million in claims. And my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. So I guess my final question to all of you is, could you use an extra $100,000? When I look at the bank, I have an extra $100,000 because of Liberty Healthcare. It's amazing. Amazing. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. And they will treat you like a VIP. They'll roll out the red carpet. 855-58-LIBERTY. You owe it to yourself to check it out. So our guest is a professor retired from NYU, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. Rechtenwald, author of the new book, Thought Criminal, considered to be the 1984 of the COVID era, meaning the book 1984, recently retired as professor of liberal studies at NYU, an expert on the history and character of the social justice movement. Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Wayne.
So you've got a new book out called Thought Criminal, and the book discusses how a disturbing number of people eagerly comply with useless authoritarian mask mandates and social distancing and vaccine compliance, all of which defies common sense. And I got to tell you a quick story, and I want to get your reaction. So right before the show, I decided to go grab my mail at my UPS store. And there's a sign on the door of my UPS store that says, no more than four people at a time are allowed to come in this store. Now, the people working there aren't even looking at you. They're way in the back, and they can't even see whether you're looking at that sign or not. I have walked in that store 100 times they put that sign up without ever considering whether it is 4 or 5 or 6 people. I'm just walking in the door and getting my mail, and I walk right out. No one's ever said a word to me. But there's a woman in front of me this time, and she's standing there outside the store, not walking in. So I said to her, is the store full? And she points to the sign. This just happened. She points to the sign. She goes, there's four people in the store. I can't go in. We can't go in. And I said, they're not counting. Don't worry. They're not going to check if you're five. Look, there's a guy walking out right now. That's four. Oh, no, actually, I think there's five in the store. When he walks out, there's four. I still have to keep waiting, which means I'm stuck behind her. I'm standing there steaming that she's so stupid. She's a sheeple. These people are sheeple. The sign says four. Oh, my God, there's four inside. Don't walk in. What, would you think there's P.O. Box police that will arrest you for life in prison? These people are so dumb and so afraid of rules. And I said to her, so you're really going to keep standing out here till there's only three in the store? And she looks at me like I'm a lawbreaker, like I'm a ruthless murderer. And I said, well, then you're the last rule follower left in America. And I sighed. And I wanted to see what her response would be. And she just gave me the dirtiest look and kept standing there and frozen in fear like a deer, would not go in the P.O. Box store because there were four people inside and the sign says only four. I ignore signs like that. And I dare someone to stop me, and no one's ever stopped me. I walk in stores without masks. I dare someone to say something they never do. You've got to be an idiot to listen to rules. Rules are meant for sheep. Rules are not meant for people that have brains. Anyway, you know, especially that was my experience an hour ago.
Wow. Yeah, especially these rules, because none of them make any sense. None of them have done anything to slow the virus, the spread of the virus, not social distancing, not masking, not lockdowns, none of it.
Right. Of course not, because a germ doesn't respect any of that. Germ doesn't care. Germ gets in through your door. You right. can hide in the house with a mask on. You still get sick and die. It'll go through your eyes. So the next thing you know, any minute, Professor, they're going to tell us you have to wear a mask in your house and eye goggles. And people will comply. I see people driving by in their cars in Vegas. They've got masks on in their car, and they're the only one in the car. And I'm just going, what a moron. These people are so dumb. My gosh.
In Pennsylvania, they require you to wear a mask in your house.
Of course, I don't do it. Right, of course not. But the idiot who runs our state, his name's Steve Sisolak, Governor Sisolak, he actually had the nerve to say the same thing. I've added a requirement to wear a mask in your house. It was a one-liner, and not one person complies. No one wears masks outside. There aren't enough police to arrest you if they wanted to. They don't arrest illegal aliens. How are they going to arrest me because my mask isn't on? It's so ridiculous. Can't I declare myself a sanctuary mask city?
That's
right, I mean, they're sanctuary cities for illegals, but me, they'll arrest over a mask or not. You know, I remember I was in the post office 6 months ago, and I made the mistake, and I put my mask on to be a good boy because there was a long line in the post office. I thought, well, you got to have your mask on. They're all wearing it. This was like in April, back when it was really bad. Everyone was so scared of COVID, and I got in line, but I was too close to the guy in front of me. And he turned around and started screaming at me, back off, back off, you'll kill us all. I swear to God he was saying that. And I just laughed, like you're laughing now. I just laughed at him, and he got so mad he turned beet red. And then he said something about, I don't know, somehow politics came up. And I thought, I'm going to really annoy this guy. And I said, and I'm a huge Trump Republican. And he screamed, shrieked, and ran out of the post office. This is what we're dealing with, right? This is what your book's about. These people are psychologically frail snowflakes, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what do we do about it? What can you do about it, though? Nothing, right? There's nothing you could do. You're living in a world with people that are dysfunctional.
Well, what it is they're under mass hysteria, is really what it is. They're under a mass hysteria. This is a psychological condition which makes people very conducive to following all kinds of rules and especially authorities, no matter what they say. They're in hysteria.
Well, you know, look, I'm Jewish by background, and of course Nazi Germany had lots of rules, and Jews got on cattle cars, and they all went and died. Rules don't, you know, strike me as being something I really like to follow, and government strikes me as something that does not have my best interests in mind. Isn't that a normal, shouldn't that be the normal response to most people?
It should be, and speaking of which, you know, they're advocating putting tattoos on people who don't have
right.
a vaccine.
Right.
What does that remind you of?
Nazi Germany, the Holocaust. I just said that in the tweet today. It reminds me of the Holocaust. Nazi tattoos, exactly. You know, I find the whole thing so ridiculous. You know, that a woman would say, it's my body, it's a woman's right to choose whether to have an abortion, but then you say, you have no right to decide if you're going to get a vaccine or not. Wait a minute, isn't it my body when I get a vaccine? But, oh, no, they're not going
right.
to. But, Michael, here's my fear. They're not going to mandate the vaccine. There's no one that's going to make me take it. They're just going to tell me I can never fly again or get on a bus or get
never
on a train.
Fly or get on a train or maybe even go to a grocery store.
Right. So then you have no choice. Then you have to take the vaccine whether you like it or not. Even if you think it's killing people, you have to take it, which is crazy. You know, you're not going to be able to get into a Broadway play or a Vegas show without proof that you got a vaccine. So doesn't that remind people of Nazi Germany with the papers? Then they say, papers, please. I don't get it.
I don't believe it. It's unbelievable.
Liberals, I don't get how liberals aren't bothered by asking for papers. They're bothered when you ask an Hispanic illegal alien for papers in the middle of Phoenix. They say, oh, my God, that's terrible. You know, I remember when Sheriff Arpaio was the big sheriff of Phoenix, and they were so shocked and outraged, the left, when police ever asked for papers. But now they're going to ask all of us for papers, and liberals have no problem. The ACLU will not have a problem with that, do you think?
Oh, the ACLU, I mean, they might as well be called the AC. totalitarian you, the ACTU, that's what I call them now. They're absolutely worthless, if not worse than worthless.
I just don't get it. How about the social media censorship? I mean, when you think about this, Professor, you know, social media censorship breaks both ways. Liberals should be fighting for me, because if you don't fight for me, someday someone is going to censor you. Don't they get that concept?
It's coming for them. It's coming for them. You know, the Overton window is closing, and it's going to close on their necks as well.
So with your book, Thought Criminal, where do you see all this going? How bad is it going to get?
Well, the book goes like this. There's a virus, okay? They're telling people that it's, you know, it was released accidentally from a lab, but it turns out they're propagating it on purpose. And the point of the virus is it's really nanobots that connect to the neurons and attach people's brains to collective minds in order to control their thinking. So it controls the information flows from collective mind to the brain. So both your thoughts are known by collective mind and they're supplied by collective mind. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
It does. Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, a professor retired at NYU, author of the new book, Thought Criminal, the 1984 of the COVID era, an expert on history and the character of the social justice movement. We appreciate you enlightening us on the sheeple that are out there and what's happening with all the rules and regulations. Oh, my God, it's a rule. I can't break it. Thank you, Dr. Rechtenwald. We'll be back. Wayne Allen Root.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctor or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Allen Root sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I like it when the restaurant owners fight back in New York City. Stupid Cuomo, killer Cuomo, who literally, his decision, murdered all those old people in the nursing homes. And I look... I'm such a fair guy, even though he's a liberal Democrat and he hates Trump and has Trump derangement syndrome and he acts like a mafia don. I still don't want to ever blame a politician. He didn't know when he put a rule that was going to kill people, right? I don't like to blame politicians and call them murderers. I'm much fairer than the horrible left that constantly calls Trump a murderer. Every decision he made, he killed 300,000 people with COVID. But it cuts both ways. Then you killed all those people in New York with your decisions about putting old people in nursing homes with COVID. So it's only fair. If you call Trump a murderer, then you're a murderer. But he's now murdering every restaurant in New York City, Governor Cuomo, Governor Andrew Cuomo, banning indoor dining at New York City restaurants. So the restaurant operators are in a revolt. They're calling for a citywide ban on Cuomo eating at their establishments. One restaurant owner said he can eat at some crappy roadside diner outside of Albany, but it would not be served anywhere in New York City, known universally as the world's greatest dining destination. If he has to use the restroom, he can go pee on my street corner. Bar owner Larry Baer told the blog. Well, see, do you know how vicious liberals are? And the most vicious liberal in America is Andrew Cuomo, who thinks he's a mafia don. He thinks he's John Gotti. So this poor bar owner, Larry Baer, who gave the ultimate insult right in your face, Mario. He kicked you right in the cojones. If he has to use the restroom, he can go pee on my street corner. You know he's coming after Larry Baer now. This poor guy, Larry Baer, is not going to have an ability to run a business in New York City or in New York State for the rest of his life. This guy's going to yank your liquor license. This scummy Cuomo will do anything he can to ruin your life now, short of having you murdered. Terrible, terrible people. Terrible people. Members of a Facebook group called New York City Restaurant Open, which are mainly restaurant bar owners from the city, support the Cuomo ban. He should be banned from every restaurant and bar. He's a scumbag. F you, Cuomo and de Blasio, one group member said. Another member said, I kind of had this thought as well. If I was an owner of a restaurant in New York City after everything, if he came in, I would turn his ass away as well. Whichever restaurants are vowing this, they deserve the utmost respect. completely schizophrenic behavior, someone said. How are they coming up with these rules? It's beyond anyone's logic. Over 1,000 restaurants in New York City have already closed forever. Yeah, the revolt is underway. All over this country. Tell them to go F themselves. What are you going to do, have me hit? Terrible, terrible people. Awful people. And here's, speaking of awful people, I want to give you some idea of how ridiculous it is, the thought that Biden won. Biden got a record low number of counties in the United States to vote for him. Only 16%. Trump won 84% of the counties in the United States of America. In the 50 states, there are 2,974 counties. And even with all the votes in question and all the theft, Trump won 2,496 counties out of 2,974. Biden won 477. Trump won 84% of America. Biden won 16%. Kevin McCullough, who has a radio show, I think I've been on it, tweeted out, Biden supporters seem to be really losing their minds at how angry they get when you tell them Biden won only 16% of America. They get even angrier about that than the fact that they're all supporting a cheater who's okay with cheating. When you win a record low 17% of counties, lose black and Hispanic support, lose 18 out of 19 bellwether counties, lose Ohio, Florida, and Iowa, and lose 27 out of 27 House toss-up races, but you shatter the popular vote record, guess what? It's fraud. The election was stolen. Fewer counties than Obama. Yet Biden got the most votes in history and far more than Obama. And with 212 million registered voters and 66.2% voting, if Trump got 74 million votes, that leaves only 66 million for Biden. The numbers don't add up. The numbers don't add up. Using the same numbers as of today, which are materially similar, we find a huge issue. If we have 213 million registered voters in the U.S., follow me now, and 66% of all voters voted in the 2020 election, that equals 141.5 million voters who voted in the 2020 election. If Trump won 74 million votes, that only leaves 67 million remaining for Biden. This means 13 million duplicate or made-up ballots were created and counted for Biden. And that's with, do you understand, Trump won 84% of all the counties with massive fraud. So, of course he won in a landslide. You're damn right he won in a landslide. I got so much more evidence that this election was stolen when we get back. Starting off hour number 3, 5 o'clock hour here on the West Coast, 8 o'clock East. By the way, a guy I knew, Hall of Famer Kevin Green, Pittsburgh Steelers, Carolina Panthers, amazing rusher of the quarterback, sack specialist, amazing guy, a linebacker who had the third most sacks in the history of the NFL. You remember him for his long, flowing blonde hair. Long blonde hair. Hall of Fame linebacker Kevin Green, one of the fiercest pass rushers in NFL history, has died, 58 years old. Family confirmed today, as did the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I knew Kevin Green. Rest in peace, Kevin. Good man.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.